Welcome to the Monday, April 9th, 2012 edition of the Science Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. We do have a new poll on this site. In this poll, we're just asking whether or not client-side attacks have a future or whether you think this is something that works well right now but is going to die down as operating systems become more restrictive in what the user can do. And Chris wrote a diary about how useful he found it to improve logging on something as simple as his personal blog site. The blog software he used did not have a lot of logging by default, but once he found out how to enable it, he got a lot more insight in all the little threats and bots and such that are attacking his site. With that, this is also in line with our 404 project, so if you haven't heard of that yet, take a look. We are looking for weblogs, and the 404 project is certainly a way how you can contribute to that effort if you are running something like a personal website. And on Friday, we also made a small change to the way the social toolbar works on our website. One of the problems with these toolbars that allow you to mark or recommend an article in Facebook or Twitter is that as soon as you load the toolbar, you actually report to the social media sites that you're visiting our site. We didn't really feel comfortable with that from a privacy point of view, and we don't really use or need the metrics we get from that. So we decided to switch to a social privacy bar. This particular feature is disabled by default when you get to the site first. It is grayed out. If you now do want to actually tweet about an article, and we highly encourage that, we certainly like the links pointing to our site, then you first have to enable the toolbar by clicking on it. Let me know if you see any issues with that. We tested it with a number of different browsers and it looks fine so far, but there's always a chance with a complex JavaScript like this that the one or the other browser doesn't deal with it well. Well, I started this podcast with client-side exploits. Let's look in other news. And here we have still some news about the OS X or Apple Flash Fake bot. The numbers that were reported last week are now confirmed by other antivirus firms. Kaspersky in particular had a look at the data and confirmed that about 500,000 to 600,000 systems got infected, and that those infected systems are actually Macs. The data comes from the website that these bots report to. It got redirected into a sinkhole. So there's always a chance that other bots that infect other operating systems use the same sinkhole. But this latest investigation by Kaspersky looked in particular at this issue and didn't find a significant non-OS X population. And Ping Security did an interesting study about users' attitude to corporate and personal passwords. Now, you have to take this study with a grain of salt. Ping Security is in the single sign-on market, but I think it sort of hits some truth here. They asked people for how much would they sell their corporate login and how much would they ask for their personal, in particular their Facebook login. Well, you can have the corporate login for as little as £1 to £5. The study was done in England. For the personal login, however, you have to pay about 10 times more. 34% of those questioned would ask for at least £50 for their social media password. Now, of course, a lot of this depends on how you ask the question and everything, but I do feel there is some truth to that, and it sort of matches what other studies found that, for example, gave people candy bars for their corporate passwords. Well, this is it for today. Don't forget, tomorrow is Patch Tuesday for Microsoft and Adobe. We covered the pre-announcement before, and it appears to be sort of an average patch day. Also, due to Easter Monday, some countries may be out of the office today. Anyway, thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.